All right, we're going to start off again with the Lumni supercomputer and meshing.
Thank you.
Morning, everyone. My name is Boris, and I want to talk to you about my adventures scaling our finite element code on the Lumni supercomputer and how we had to improve our meshing code to work on it. So first thing first, I will describe briefly what is Gmesh, the mesh generator we use in our team. And then I will describe the kind of simulations we want to run. And I will focus on two aspects, the overlap of mesh subdomains and how it makes it challenging to have a scaling code on massively parallel machines. So what is Gmesh? Gmesh is a free and open source mesh generator which can build 2D, 3D meshes suited for finite elements. It has a scripting language binding for many languages, C++, Python, Fortran, Julia. It has also a GUI. You can use it on the command line, so it's very versatile. And it can generate that kind of meshes. So millions of elements. It is multi-threaded, it can be on complex geometries, and it's a very fun tool to use. And so this is a mesh generator I use for my own finite element simulations. My main field of interest is time harmonic wave simulations, wave simulations with a known frequency. It has many applications such as reactor design, imaging, and it can be acoustic waves, electromagnetic waves, so it's a broad family. But each time I want to do finite elements to solve this kind of problem. And when you do finite elements for time harmonic waves, you end up with a very large complex